day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. God is good, and all the time, God is good. Amen. I thank God for being here today. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I thank God for being on the Lord's side, for being saved, and for just knowing Him and the pardon of my sins. Amen. I thank God for His mercy and for His grace, for His goodness to me, for His goodness to us. Amen. God is a great God. Amen. They sang the song today, "How Great is Our God." Amen. How great is our God. Sometimes it's hard to explain just how great He is. But He is a great God. Amen. How's your prayer life? Amen. How's your prayer life? I think sometimes we look at prayer like we do things like getting in shape. Amen? Like you know you need to get in shape, and you know what it's going to take for you to get in shape, but it's hard for you to find the time to put in the work that will get you the results that you want. Amen? Many of us have had a notion to start exercising. We've had good intentions of exercising. Good thoughts in our heads about, you know, that's what I need to do. Amen? But our lives are so hectic, and as we get older, our energy is not quite what it used to be. And sometimes, even though you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you need to exercise, that you're overweight. I'm just talking to myself. Even though those are things that you know, no one has to tell you that. Amen? I know it. But sometimes it just feels so good to just lean back in the chair with my feet up and just relax. Amen? So, it takes, you know, it always takes a while to get started when it comes to things like that. But we all know, we've all been there, once you do get started, and you get through the beginning stages of the soreness and it starts becoming part of your lifestyle. It starts becoming to the point where, okay, this is what I do twice a week or three times a week or a little bit every day or whatever the case. This is just what I do. It's just part of, it's not a chore anymore. I don't have to, matter of fact, I'm starting to like it. Amen? Because I know it's something that's good for me. And I'm starting to see some results. Amen? And when I start to see results, I get a little encouraged and I want to see more results. And I said all that to say this. I think sometimes we look at our prayer life as something that I gotta make time for. Because for some reason, we think, you know, sometimes we think of prayer as something that, all right, I need to get on my knees and spend a good half hour, hour, whatever the case may be with God. Just me and God, I need to start doing that. Amen? But as you all know, that takes a commitment from you that you're going to put, that you're going to, because there never seems to be enough time in the day to do what we need to do, right? And again, just like getting in shape, we have good intentions. We know we need it. Amen? We know it's good for us. We are going to benefit from it. But actually getting to the point of making that part of our everyday lives sometimes takes a while. And what I'm here to tell you today is that's just only one way to pray. There's nothing wrong with you getting on your knees or getting in a room by yourself and spending an hour just you and got nothing at all. There is nothing at all wrong with that. It'll be an hour well spent in your lifestyle, in your lifetime. Amen? If you're going to give away an hour of your time, God is the one to give it to. Amen? So there's nothing at all wrong with that. And if you can make that part of you, that's great. Amen? But what I'm saying to you is that prayer is really communication. And you can communicate with God all day long. All day long. While you're going through all the different things that you're doing in your life today, you can communicate with God. Matter of fact, He wants you to. He wants you to do that. God's desire is that you include Him in every facet of your life. Amen? The Bible says that men ought to always pray and not faint. Amen? I got to take this off because it keeps bugging me. Always pray and not faint. Why? Because if we're, it all comes back to this is a personal thing, your relationship with God. You remember when you accepted Christ, your grandmother couldn't do it for you. Your best friend couldn't do it for you. Your husband or your wife couldn't do it for you. Your mother, your father couldn't do it. It was something you had to do for yourself. Because it's a personal relationship between you and God. Amen? So, we need to include Him in all the facets of our lives. See, I think sometimes when people ask you, how's your prayer life, you get a little down on yourself and say, I haven't been finding the time. I haven't been able to. I used to pray for an hour every day. But, you know, if you're talking to God all the time, amen, you can still get in your secret place. You can still get in your prayer closet. You can still do that. But that shouldn't be the only time that you pray. You should always be praying. Amen? How many, when they got in their car this morning, prayed, Lord, just get me to my destination safely? Amen? When you got into the parking lot, Lord, bless me, Lord, as I go into this service to just receive whatever you have me to receive today. That's what I'm talking about, constant prayer in every facet of your life. You're going into a meeting for work. Before the meeting starts, Lord, help me, Lord, to hear what I need to hear, to say what I need to say in the way I need to say it. Word my mouth, Lord. Help me to do, You see what I'm saying? It goes back to my go-to scriptures when it comes to everyday living. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. In other words, He wants you to include Him in everything you do. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. Every situation, include Him in it. And guess what? Through all the different facets of your life, He'll say, go this way, do this, say this, hold back, wait, be still, shh, quiet, listen. You see what I'm saying? This is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And you'll notice that the Holy Spirit is always, there's many things that He does for us. He teaches us, He convicts us, He comforts us. There's many things that He does for us. But just about everything He does is pushing us back toward the Father. Amen? It's like a gutter that the water's coming down and the gutter takes it away from the house. The Holy Spirit, in every facet of your life, is always going to bring you back to the Word of God, to your Father. Amen? It's like when my kids were little, they'd come to me and ask me for, you know, about something or ask me for something. And I don't know if, you know, I think a lot of husbands, fathers do this. The first thing I would always say, what'd your mother say? Amen? Because I don't want to say, yeah, go ahead, and that you told him that you, I told him, and that, you know. So, and kids are smart. Amen? They're like, okay, I know mom won't say yes, but dad might say yes. So they come to you and get you in a pickle. So every time certain things like that, they come to me, I'd say, okay, yeah, you know, what'd your mother say? Well, I haven't asked. Okay, well, you better ask her about it, right? And then I'll tell you how I feel about it. Amen? Because you're not going to get me in that one, right? And that's the way the Holy Spirit is. You know, what does your Father say about it? What does the Word say about it? Amen? The Holy Spirit will always lead you back to where you need to be. Amen? When you look at Luke 18, the verse that I mentioned, that it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, saying that men ought to always pray and not faint. And the parable that he shares regarding this is the parable of the widow and the judge, the unjust judge. Amen? And basically, it says, well, starting at the second verse, it says, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Amen? In other words, she wouldn't give up until she got what she wanted. He didn't care about God. He didn't care about man. He was one of those people. He didn't care about nobody. He did what he said, what he said, and did what he did. Amen? And at first, he wasn't budging. But she kept knocking on the door. And finally, she wore him down to the point where he said, you know what? Well, let's see what he says. So, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Amen? How many know that God don't mind you reminding him of your prayers. He doesn't mind. Keep coming to him with it. Keep knocking on the door. What you'll find is, you see, the Bible says, you know, a lot of people say you have not because you ask not. A lot of people like to go back to that. All you got to do is ask and you shall receive and all this stuff. And it's true as long as it's in God's will. See, this isn't magic toy shop. This isn't like, okay, I want a, Lord, I want a Mercedes, and he gives you a Mercedes. That's not, no, it's, if that was in his will for you to have it, that's different. Again, the Holy Spirit will always lead you back towards, and sometimes we ask amiss. Amen? Sometimes we ask amiss. Sometimes there's things that we pray for that we really honestly think we need. Or we need for God to do for us. Amen? And sometimes we find out over time, and he'll show us that, I know you asked for this, but it's really not for you. It's not in... What's going on with this? Anything? Let me try. I might have to go to the... let me see. So sometimes the things that we ask for are just not... You know, we think we need it. We're not asked... You know, it's something that we really think we need. But God will show us... Then no, you really need this. Amen? But we need to, the only way we know things like that is if we're in constant communication with him. Because if you're in constant communication with him, he's able to speak to you. He's able to show you things. And after a while, he'll say, you remember how you asked me for that a few months ago? Well, I know what you were thinking, but this is really where... you need to be. Amen? So we need to be in constant communication with him. And I would say to you, the best way to get in that habit is to just start off just every little situation, you know, pray before you, you know, you guys, Fred and I get up here every other Sunday and we speak to you all. Amen? And you might say, well, you know, I could never do that. You guys are pretty good at that and all, whatever. But any preacher, minister, whatever, worth his or her salt will tell you that we're praying so hard before we get up here. Amen. For self to be pushed aside that God might speak through us. Amen. Because we are not capable within ourselves. Amen? God does this. You pray before you get up here and say, Lord, just give me something that will help your people. And if he does that, we're satisfied. Amen? Whether I'm the style preacher you like or I'm not the style preacher, it doesn't matter. As long as you get something that you can take home with you that you can apply to your own life that will increase and encourage your life with God. Amen? Now, you know, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, the last time I got an upgrade on my cell phone, I felt like, you know, I just want a bigger screen. I want bigger, you know, because I'm getting older and I can't see like I used to. And I just thought if I had a bigger screen, you know, it would be easier. Well, after having it for a couple years, it's like, it's really, you know, it was really bulky and it was hard to carry around and stuff like that. And I said to myself, you know, when the time comes that I don't think I'm going to go with the big screen anymore. I'm going to bring it back down. I could always increase the font if I want to, you know, things like that. So yesterday I said, it's been a long time. I must be due for an upgrade. And I went in there. Well, first of all, I got to the place. And before I got out of my car, I said, Lord, I said, Lord, just whatever this is, whatever's going to happen right now, I don't need anything. I don't need a new phone. I don't know. I just think I'm due for an upgrade. Whatever is going to happen, Lord, just bless me, Lord, just to have a smooth experience. I just want to go in there, get this done, and so I prayed to him that just everything, something little as that, right? So I go in there, and I knew I was due for an upgrade because it had been a while. So, yeah, you can upgrade to the new phone. You can go to the smaller one, all this stuff. And they started asking me, you know, well, are you in the military? I said, no. And they, are you this? No. And then the last thing they asked me was, well, are you 55 or older? I said, yes, I am. And they said, oh, you are? And I said, yeah. I said, they said, well, you realize that just because of that, I can not only upgrade you to the newest style phone, but I can also give you a Apple Watch, and your payment overall is going to be $5 less than what you're paying right now. I said, sign me up. Right? I mean, but and you might say, okay, well, that's fine. But when I left there, I said, thank you, God. Thank you. Amen. It was just, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know anything, right? So now, instead of carrying my bulky cell phone, because I don't like to, you know, some people like to put it in the holster, but that kind of looks like, I don't know, doesn't look good. You know, I don't like to put it in my pocket and all this stuff. Well, now I don't have to. I can leave it in my car because I got this thing. And everything I could do on that, I get here. So it's just, it's kind of cool. But what I'm saying is, I prayed beforehand. It was a little thing. But what I'm saying is, if you get in the habit of praying throughout the day in different situations, you increase communication with God. And just like in a relationship, the more communication that's going on, the more the bond is going to forge. Amen? The less communication, the bond between the people widen. Amen? And if communication stops, you got problems. Amen? But the more people communicate, and it doesn't have to be for hours at a time, but, you know, just talking throughout the day and just letting each other know what's, you know, the bond between the two gets stronger. Amen? So the more you communicate with God all throughout the day, the more the bond gets stronger. And these little things, like going into the phone shop, these little things that he shows you, puts a little pep in your step. Like, that was just a little thing, but I was like, wow, that was cool. I'm going to include God in something else. And I'm going to, you know, and he starts showing himself to you, and you start getting your faith, and the little things lead up to the point where you know, remember, anything that you first must believe that he can, right? So, when we talk about prayer, it's something that we should do constantly. And praying for others is one of the best things that we can do, not only for them, but for us. Amen. And Sister Camille, I just want to, something you said today, and I think we need to understand this. No, you may never have used a drug. You may never have done the things that the people that we may come in contact with have done. But have you ever hurt? Have you ever been disappointed? Have you ever felt insecure? Have you ever felt, you know, there's a lot of things that those, that addicts and different people that you deal with feel that you feel too. You may not have gone the same path that they have gone, but the issues are there. Amen? So we can always walk alongside someone, and I might say, you know, I might not be able to say I know what you're going through, but I know what it is to hurt. I know what it is to feel like I failed. I know what it is to think that everybody looking at you looks at you in a certain way, you know, and these people are going through the same things as well. And you know, praying for people that have addictions and things like that, and I think Brother Fred would tell you the same thing. You need to be what God is with us, and that's long suffering. Because they will disappoint you over and over and over again. Amen? But that's when we have to go to our definition of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen? So it may not happen as quickly as you would like it to happen. Amen? Some of us are in here, we're praying for our children, we're praying for our relatives, we're praying for, just God, just somehow get their attention. Somehow let them understand that it's you that they need. Lord, somehow get through to them to where they just put all their trust in you. Amen? And sometimes we get so disappointed or so discouraged because it doesn't seem like our prayers are being answered, or they're not being answered as quickly as we would like them to be answered. But never, never, never forget that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen. And instead of getting discouraged, be like that widow who keeps knocking at the door. Amen. Lord, I'm here for Sammy again. Lord, I'm here for Nicholas again. Lord, I'm here for Paulie again. Lord, bless them, Lord. Just get their minds. You know, I'm here again, Lord. I'm here again. And I'm here because I know that you can do it, Lord. I've done everything as a father that I know how to do, or that I feel like I'm capable of doing. Maybe not everything, but I've tried. Amen? But I know God can do above and beyond. It's exceedingly more than I can even ask or think. I know He can do that because He did it for me. Amen? And it didn't happen for me overnight either. So I can be encouraged in the fact that, you know what? Do you believe that God wants your child to be blessed? Do you believe that God wants your child to be saved? Do you believe that that God wants your child to know Him in a very real way? Then keep knocking on the door. Keep knocking on the door. And you know what? Their actions may get you looking at them like, you're just not getting it at all, are you? Here I am praying and praying and praying for you, and you just look at you, just haven't changed a bit. Amen? But don't ever count them out. Because God is a God that is able. I mean, He can do it. Amen? And we just need to constantly give them to Him. Every day, give them to Him. Just keep giving them to Him. Lord, I can't. I'm at my wit's end, Lord. I can't do anything. I just give it to You. Amen. prayer. And the thing about prayer is when you pray for somebody else, it's intercessory prayer. Amen? You're praying on their behalf, just like Jesus prays on our behalf sometimes when we're too tore up to pray for ourselves, or when we're too confused to even know what to ask for. Amen. When we're at a state where we're so low and we're so hurt and we're so to the point where we don't understand why this happened and we don't know what to pray for, Jesus, in our moanings, in our tears, in our heartache, Jesus goes to God on our behalf and intercedes for us. And when you pray for somebody else, you are interceding for them. Amen? And you know, they may not know even how to pray. They may not even not know. They might say to you, I've never prayed before. I don't even know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't have all those big words. I don't, because they have their own perception of what prayer is to whatever they experienced in their life. Amen? And that's when we just need to say prayer is nothing more than talking to God. Just like I'm talking to you. Amen? Talk to Him. You're asking me for help? I'll do what I can, but He's the one you need to be asking for help, because He can do more than give you a few dollars. He can do more than give you something to eat. He can give you your life. Amen? So, it's a blessing. Somehow get taken care of, it seems like, a lot faster when we're praying for somebody else. Because we're busy praying for somebody else, and it's almost like, you know, I could sit here and look at the clock and wait for an hour to go by, just keep looking, and it'll seem like 10 hours. Or I can say, it's this time now, I'm going to go do a few things, and next thing you know, the time went by. Amen? So, a lot of the times, when we intercede for others, when we pray for others, the things that we're concerned about seem to get taken care of or worked out a lot quicker. And we don't have to go through the burden of when we're only focused on ourselves and our situations and our problems. It's like looking at the clock. It seems like it takes forever for our situations to work themselves out, because that's all we're concerned about, 24/7. How's this going to happen? How's this going to happen? What am I going to do? How's it going to work? And it seems like it takes forever. Amen? But if you get away from it and say, Lord, bless Brother Fred today. I don't know what he's going through. I don't know what he's got facing him. I don't know what his challenges are, but I just know that he's your child, Lord, and I just ask you to bless him today, Lord. Bless him. Lord, Sister Paulette. Lord, Sister Janice. Lord, Sister, you know, you start, Lord, just bless them at their individual points of needs. Lord, bless their families, Lord. Bless their, you start doing that, and then you come back to your own stuff, and it's like, whoa. Right? So when we say, how's your prayer life? I'm not asking you, when's the last time you got down on your knees for an hour and talk to God. What I'm asking you is, how's the communication between you and your God? Is it constant? Is it open? Amen? Because that's what it's all about. Again, if you can spend an hour every day with Him, God bless you. It won't hurt you. It'll only be good for you if you can do that. But whether it's an hour, a half hour, or if you're doing it all throughout the day, just make sure. Because when you're in constant communication with God, that's where your mind is at. And if that's where your mind is at, when it comes to, do I walk after the Spirit or do I walk after the flesh? If your mind is in communication with God and that's where your mind, you're going to walk after the Spirit. If your mind is not there, if you're not in constant communication with Him, if you're not even thinking about it until something happens, then a lot of times when it's walk after the Spirit or walk after the flesh, you're going to walk after the flesh because it feels good. Amen? But when we're in constant communication with God all throughout the day, when I'm trying to find a parking space, when I'm going into a meeting, when I'm getting ready to have a tough conversation with my loved one, when I'm getting ready to have a conversation with a coworker, when I'm doing this, when I'm doing that, Lord, direct my path, Lord, word my mouth, Lord, help me to hear what I need to hear, Lord. Lord, You go before me, Lord. When we do that, He loves being included in our situations. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your path. Amen? And He will show you what's really important. And He will show you. That's the other thing. When you're in constant communication with Him and your mind is there, He'll come to you and He'll say, you know what? You'll be going throughout the day and He'll say, pray for Brother Brian. What? Pray for Brother Brian. Why? What's wrong with Brother? Just pray for Brother Brian. Okay. You don't know. But that's what He does. When you're in constant communication with Him, He'll bring people to your mind. Amen. He'll bring He'll do this. While you're going about your business, I need you to do this. Amen? And man, when you start doing that, and you start seeing the things that He does on a daily basis, the little things, and next thing you know, you get to church, and Brian's testifying, oh, I just want to testify, and you'd be like, wow, God is good. Amen? And it just encourages you to just keep constant communication. And I'm telling you right now, I always said it, when everybody wore the things, what would Jesus do? I said, how would you know what He does if you don't read about Him, if you don't know about Him, if you don't know His character? How am I going to know what Brother Mike's going to do in a certain situation if I don't even know Brother Mike? How? Now, if I get to know Brother Mike real good and we get to be real close, I might be able to say, you know what? He would do this. Why? Because I know him. Right? If you want to know what would Jesus do in the situation, you got to know him. You got to get to know him. The relationship's got to be there. You got to read what he did over and over and over again in different situations. And you say, I know what Jesus would do. Amen. Let us stand.